Now, the second strand in theology, the younger one, by 100 years or so, has its precursors before St. Augustine, but it's Augustine who's the great champion of this view, and it is his writing that really makes this the dominant view in the Western Church. So, here's the way Augustine sees it. Now, Augustine is very impressed with the pagan philosopher Plato. And what Plato argued for is that every characteristic that we find in the world in which we live, you and I would say creation, Plato wouldn't, because he didn't know God, he wasn't either a Jew nor a Christian nor a Muslim, but every characteristic we find in this world is an imperfect copy of a perfect example of that in another realm. So Plato not only believes that there is this world, the universe in which we live, in which there are things and events and things change and come into being and pass away, but he also believed that there was another realm in which there are perfections. In other words, in this world, there are many things that are blue. And we recognize that they're more or less blue. But the reason that there are many blue things is that they are all imperfect copies of the perfect blue in the other world. In the other world, there is the perfect what it is to be a tree or a horse. The model, the form, the perfect example. And the trees and horses that exist in this world are imperfect copies of that perfection. When Augustine was a young man, he didn't believe in God, and he was pretty much a materialist. And he said that these arguments by Plato convinced him that there were non-physical realities. It's not the case that everything is physical and that's the end of it. No, there are other realities that are just as real or more real. They just don't exist where we can see them. So there is this realm of perfections. And the realm of perfections somehow influences the world in which we live, the world in which things change and come into being and pass away. Although those never change, they never pass away, they're eternal, they were never created, and they act on the matter that is in the universe, in time, in space, in order to produce the kind of cosmos we see around us. Not only did Plato argue that, says Augustine, this is book 8 of The City of God, he says this, he says Plato held that there were layers among the perfections and that there was a supreme perfection which Plato called the God and Father of all things. And in this chapter of Augustine's famous and influential work, he says there Plato has realized that our God, that's what he's found there, our God is the being that has all the perfections. Plato thought that the perfections were all individuals. There's the greatest possible good, justice, mercy, love, knowledge, power, and so on. But what Plato missed is that it's the one supreme perfection, the supreme being, that has them all. They are all characteristics of God. So what he does to get his doctrine of God is take the biblical revelation of God as creator who makes a covenant with human beings to redeem them from sin and death, and he combines that with Plato's perfections and comes up with a more complete view, he thinks. I'm going to argue later, just so you know where all this is going, I'm going to argue that that was a fateful and regrettable day when Augustine did that. That spoiled biblical theology. It wrecked the idea of God. It didn't save it. It didn't make it more plausible. It was a tragic mistake. And the older theology that denied that, one of the theologians there, Basil of Caesarea's comment about perfections is, if there are perfections, if they are real, he's not quite sure that they are in the way Plato described them, but if there are perfections, God created them. Not they are uncreated, and they constitute God in his being, which is what Augustine proposed. So when we return, I'm going to try to explain in greater detail how these two theologies contrast and why one of them is opposed, leads to rejecting the idea of a Christian philosophy, and the other supports it. Now I'm going to give you a second opportunity to look at your notes, rewind, listen again, and look forward to the contrast, after which I think all this will fall into place. It'll be clear for you.